Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Take a lot of time. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And this is where I want everyone to take a little bit of a deep breath when it comes to play Lance right now, because Trevor Lawrence, rookie, 54% completions, 7 interceptions. Zach Wilson, 55%, 7 interceptions. Mac Jones, 68%, but 3 picks for a 1-2 Patriots team. Justin Fields, I mean,
was bad.
And it's, again, how much of it is on the player, how much of it is on the team. Chicago, they stink.
And how about this?
I always think about which stink drop I like better. The one you go high-pitched. Or the one where you... Or when you go with the dramatic pause and you just let everybody know.
Like he's on a New York subway.
Totally. But that's all I'm saying. It's just be careful what you wish for, because these other rookies, Justin Fields, man, he's having such a bad time of it that that might leave a mark.
Okay, you're right, but I'm going to say this, and you guys tell me if you agree. None of those other rookies have Deebo Samuel, I'm throwing Ayuk in there, and George Kittle at their disposal, Matt Stymets. And I believe that's a lot of the problem.
Justin Fields, 6 for 20 yesterday. 68 yards.
Yeah. And he looks so small.
Sacks. He took 9 sacks. Not 6.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Who had that defense? Yeah, they won their fantasy game. 9 sacks, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Yeah, your boy's got a shot at winning his first week of Steiny Guru Dibley.
I
got an 85% chance. I'm up like 20-something.
Steiny, you're doing a great job.
They got Prescott. They got Prescott left. But I got Zerline, too.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Aaron Rodgers had a great night for me, and it only equated to 19 points, Dibs. In my other league, it was like 40, 39. So this league is hard, but I'm down 12 with Zeke Elliott going, so I'm feeling good.
Complaining about the scoring in the fantasy league is like complaining about the referees in a pro sports event.
They were bad last night, Dibs. Admit
in the Niner game?
Yeah, they were horrible.
I disagree. All 3 pass interferences that they called on the 49ers, they all were pass interference. I mean, Fred Warner straight ran over the guy, and the non-call on intentional grounding favored the 49ers. And that honestly is not an easy slam dunk call, because if his arm's going forward, even if the ball doesn't go to the line of scrimmage, if he gets hit or jostled at all, it's just a garden variety incomplete.
The Sanu catch, though, Dibs.
Thank you.
A catch. The ball hit the ground. Damn it. Somebody's going to lose a job or a Super Bowl on that. We got technology. The ball hit the ground. What are we doing?
All you instant replay lovers, you got to just eat it. You got to eat it. I mean,
Just eat it.
Thank you.
No one wants to create
Weird Al Yankovic. I'll give you 4. That was a nice pull. I agree with you, Goo. I think I even texted the thread. As I was getting ready to turn in for the night. It's like that's why I hate instant replay. The ball clearly hits the ground and moves, and yet it's a catch.
Yeah.
There was also the missed tripping call against Jimmy Garoppolo, and then they gave the 49ers the makeup call on the third down pass interference to Brandon Ayuk, where the guy didn't touch him, he just fell. And then they throw the flag for the makeup call, like onto Cincinnati.
I thought they called tripping on
Green Bay. They did call tripping on that. Yeah, they did
They called tripping later. in the game. There was a Garoppolo scramble. Yeah, there was a Garoppolo scramble where he ran left and the defender just blatantly sticks his leg out and trips Garoppolo. They missed that call. Yeah.
The other one they did call. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because that one, that's where LaFleur just kind of throws his hands up and like puts his head in his hands like, oh, they're against me. But that was a clear-cut tripping. Now, actually, it was a good call. It's
Jimmy
a call you
Ward,
don't often see
guys,
made.
Guys, was that dirty? I texted Thread. It was dirty. What was that, Stoney Shadat? But then he got a little shoulder before him. That was scary. It could have been worse.
Yeah. It depends what the ref sees at that moment. And then it'll be reviewed, and they'll end up talking about it forever. Let's go to Mark.
Well, I'm sorry. So your quick, it before, depends.
Yeah.
Right. What's that?
Depends.
Yeah.
It depends. Before we go to Mark, and I'm trying to remember who the Sunday night NBC referee expert is, because we all have him now, and he made, just say it, Spadoni, not
Terry McCauley.
Thank you. Terry McCauley made a great point that the back judge, the mechanic now, is not to be deeper than the deepest player on the field. The mechanic now is to be closer to the line of scrimmage, closer to the action, and because he was in a different position, he couldn't see Jimmy Wood come in and lay the wood helmet to helmet. So he astutely pointed out that that's a referee mechanic, which is why that call was missed.
Thanks,
anyway,
dude. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Thank you for that, but I couldn't remember if it was, you know, one of the various former refs now getting the Skrilla for putting on makeup.
Mark in San Francisco. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, just a couple of points. I know we're going to talk about five questions of the 49ers. I think Garoppolo, I love the guy, but he's just not accurate. Like the Guru's point earlier about a quarterback and their accuracy, that's what matters. And he's not mobile, so you saw how the defense of the Packers, they went into immediate angst when they saw Trey Lance. And also the fan reaction for Guru, I'm telling you, the same thing happens in front of the TVs. They want to see the kid. So that's my two cents.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was a great reception, Steiny. I don't know what you two thought.
Well, it may have had something to do with the 49ers. Didn't have any points up until that point. They were down 17-0. And
true.
They were gonna cheer anybody coming in at that point.
Oh, man.
Billy's in Danville. What's up, Billy?
What's up? What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man, good.
Hey, so, I mean, obviously, 17-0. You got, you know, they were lucky to even come back in and be in the game. You know, Piccolopolo should have thrown three picks. There was two that were dropped, and then he threw the other one. However, if you could maybe overvalue them a little this year and say, oh, they should be the team to be. I mean, you don't have Buckner no more. That was the catalyst for Bosa to be, you know, get single, you know, coverage. But you guys got a lot of your secondary couldn't cover a cold baby with a blanket. You guys
not
are
bad.
Not bad. You guys are in trouble. Big trouble.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
Old baby.
And honestly, covering a cold baby is not that hard. So that's why I gave him four for that. I thought it was good, you know.
Is that couldn't because you're missing, or couldn't because you're like, I couldn't be bothered to get up off the couch to cover that clearly cold baby.
In this case, I think the baby was further down the field than the linebacker, but not deep enough as the corner.
Illegal case, baby upfield.
Totally. Mom and dad. Mom would be the linebacker. Dad would be the corner, and the baby slipped in between the coverage. The soft spot in the zone is tiny. But I still, and you know, I would put the cornerback issue as a bigger issue, but the running back situation to me would be right behind it at number two, because if you can't get to the edge and run the stretch, you can't run play action off of it, and so now we're left with what, Jimmy G against the opposing defense? That's not your best matchup.
And what about the tosses that won him the game last week, Steiny, to Sermon? Let's just say it took a while to develop. Like, it wasn't Mitchell out here, you know? I was like, oh, brother. Because that's what won him last week's game. Yeah. The adjustment to, you know, but anyway.
So now, my now. Yeah, I blew that.
Not bad.
Like five times.
Let's go to Bob. Bob's in the city. Let's talk about their O-line. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Love the show, guys. Three quick things. I think that John Madden once said that don't do a prevent defense. It prevents you from winning. And we had, you know, we came out flat. We had it, and then we dropped it, right? So basically, I would have put a double team on their best receiver and then let somebody else beat us, you know, or let Aaron Rodgers try to run or something. But I would have triple covered that guy. When I was going back and looking at the replay, on the last one he caught before the field goal, there were four Niners around the guy, and none of them attacked it. None of them attacked the ball. So I was just—that was a real failure on the defense. And then my last point is, if you look at the Rams now, and you took Aaron Donald away, how would they look? They wouldn't have that push. And I think that's a major problem with getting rid of Buckner and signing Armstead. So that's just my point.
Appreciate the call. The issue with that is that's 2 years ago now. That Buckner hasn't been on this team.
But, Snoddy, to his point, Bosa got hurt. So we really got robbed of seeing the effects of no Buckner, Dibs. And then everybody else got hurt. Now I'm wondering, I don't want to say chicken's coming home to roost, but now we're seeing Bosa out there, and I won't deem him ineffective, but they could use a Buckner because they just couldn't get home. And the third string tackle was out there. I can't get over that. I predicted 5-6 sacks. It didn't happen.
And we always talked about D Ford and, the number one ability is availability. Well, he's available now, and it isn't really mattering, And you're not getting much in the way of pass rush from anybody not named Nick Bosa. And once they started to chip Bosa and double-team Bosa, they were basically telling the other pass rushers, okay, come get him. And Rodgers was getting rid of it so quick, it didn't matter.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. Excuse me. We're going to go the top, instead of the top five
okay,
issues,
what are we doing?
Top three issues right now for the San Francisco 49ers.
Number three.
What do you think they are at 888-957-9570? Also coming up in an hour, our friend Lorenzo Neal, Lunchtime with Lowe. We'll get to it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Start calling you Scam Inman.
Now, back to a Monster Monday with Stymie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got full lines right now, guys. We also got Lorenzo Neal coming in at 12:18, from now. Looking forward to Low Neal. I'm not going to spend very much time on this because got to go back to the Niners.
Yeah.
But, hey, Goo, I played golf with Matt Steinmetz yesterday. Yeah. All right, Goo, we'll wait for you. That might be a mic issue.
Yeah, you played with Matt Steinmetz. That's so
correct.
Great. Matt Steinmetz playing with Matt Steinmetz.
Through a
can't wait.
Common friend. My buddy's sister works with a guy who wanted to play some golf, got in touch with him. His name was Matt Steinmetz. He lives out in Concord. And let me tell you something. Spadoni, start rolling on this. Let me tell you something. Matt Steinmetz is a great guy. He is a great guy. He is generous. He is funny. He's a pleasure to play golf with. I'm telling you right now, Matt Steinmetz, great guy. Great guy.
You're saying you'd play with yourself again.
I'm saying that Matt Steinmetz is a great guy.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna say that. I don't need a soundbite right now. But, yes, that was a little bit weird, but nice to meet the gentleman.
I heard it. He's such a cool guy that you're not on Mount Matt Steinmetz more. In fact,
oh, I would think so. I would think so.
There's a bunch of you out there.
He did reach out on LinkedIn though, and it's always weird. Hey, Matt Steinmetz, what's the link in? I'm like, I'm already linked into him. I know myself.
There you go.
Well. All right, Goo.
Steinmetz is right.
Goo, top.
Got my list.
All right, give me the top three issues you're having with this team right now.
Injuries. One.
Oh.
Okay.
Number one.
Thank you, Spadoni. I'm being consistent. Two.
Number two.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wow.
Number three.
Coaching.
Wow. Yeah. That's not my list.
I went dibbly last night. I watched the game twice, and I got it on now. I'm disappointed in the structure of what we saw last night.
Dibs, I'm going to go defensive secondary, rushing, the football or running the football. I do have Garoppolo third, though. I have Garoppolo third. Like, he's going to have to play a little better than he did yesterday.
Yeah, I think he played about as well as you could expect him to play, aside from the fumble, the interception, and by the way, he unable to make it three straight games without a pick. He's never gone three straight games without an interception, so that one shouldn't be that unexpected. I'm going cornerback more specifically than just secondary, okay, because yeah. Kaywan Williams, he had to leave the game. Norman, we don't know how severe that injury is yet. And, I mean, Richard Sherman's availability suddenly becomes an important talking point throughout the week. I'll go number two, the run game. I'm right with you on that because you didn't have any faith in Trey Sermon. You didn't go to Trenton Cannon, and we don't know what the future holds for any of the injured guys. Third, though, I'm going to step away from you, Steiny. I'm going to break ranks and say pass rush because Nick Bosa was rendered mostly ineffective through the chipping and the double teaming, and nobody else was able to register much of anything.
Wow. Yeah. It wasn't noticeable, their pass rush at all. And after the early start, those, you know, Bosa wasn't all over the field like you're expecting him, and Rodgers getting the ball, the ball's gone quickly. Man, he just defense, they got me minus one in fantasy, so that's, you know, that's proof they didn't play well.
Let me ask you two this, Steiny. Yeah, let me ask you two this. I know there's 14 games left, but I don't think any other team is being hit by the injury bug more than the Niners. With that said, after three games, are you concerned with the outlook of this team? Because that's what's hit me in the face this morning like a frying pan. Like, every game is going to be its own entity, but like Dib said, how are you going to go out on the street and find a running back? How are Richard Sherman, even if you got him, Dibs, where's he at athletically? I wouldn't say he's in his prime. This could get out of hand quick.
Easier to bring in Richard Sherman at corner, assuming that his fitness is at least decent, than it is to bring in a running back. And this is where I'd like Kyle Shanahan to, you always want to say, Kyle, you know, how close was it between Jimmy G and Lance? I want to hear Kyle address how tough it is to get a running back into the team and then get him on the field. Because that, to me, looks like the problem with, say, Trenton Cannon, for example. He could have gotten at least a carry yesterday or a look. Yeah. He didn't get any offensive snaps. So is it that difficult in the Shanahan offense to get a guy up to speed? If so, you might be looking at Trey Sermon and hope for week four.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing about Shanahan is I still don't think we really know where he's at with Garoppolo. Now, he said, I played real well. Does he mean that, or is he protecting Garoppolo a little bit? Randy's in Pleasant Hill. Hey, Randy, what do you got, man?
And this is Randy in Morgan Hill, but that's
okay.
Pretty close.
Thank you, Randy.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering if you were thinking this, what I was thinking, when the Niners, just before they scored in the fourth there to take the lead, looking at the clock and thinking, hey, that's Aaron Rodgers on the other side there. Let's use some clock. I think Shanahan might have run another play or two, or at least one, to chew up some clock and not leave Rodgers with much time.
Yeah, that's a big – and thanks for the call. I mean, that's a big one is, like, where do I come down on that? You can't ask Juszczyk not to get in the end zone there. You can't. I mean, it's what he does.
Right.
All right. And it was actually vintage Juszczyk getting that extra 2 yards to get in. So really, if I don't have a problem with that, then the only two things I have to have a problem with is the play clock being at 11 or 12 when the ball was snapped. And then Dibs right on the money with you got to kick what he called a four iron. On the ensuing kickoff, you got to kick a four iron down there that's going to bounce, and somebody's going to have to field
it.
And that's and you know what? And if they field it and kneel to preserve time, well, you know, good on them. But I don't know that anybody's going to have the wherewithal to do that. They're going to try to get the ball upfield as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, it's like the Tiger Woods, the old stinger, the old three-iron stinger. Yeah. And, you know, if I would rather have them return it to the 30-yard line and have to use up 5 or 6 seconds than not return it at all and get it at the 25. That's right. The big thing is, you know, you're not starting at the 20 anymore. And maybe, Goo, that's partly why it's a little easier now to go blop, blop and get a field goal. Not only because Justin Tucker, 66-yarder, my God. I mean,
that's
guy's
incredible.
I mean, he's in field goal range. As soon as they get the ball back, he is that good. But, you know, if you don't have him take any time off the clock and they're at the 25-yard line, so really they only need to get to your 40. So they need to get 35 yards in 37 seconds. That's not that much to ask out of Aaron Rodgers.
Dibs, if you were a door salesman, I'm buying what you're selling. But what if Steiny came up right before you and said, hey, we don't even need to do calculations on that because you got 3 timeouts. I know it's not a game of Madden, but Kyle Shanahan should have had no confidence, Matt Steinmetz, in his defense. He should have had none based on 4 quarters almost being played in that game. So you got 3 timeouts. It should have went down to us getting in the end zone and losing, but not me running my raggedy, for whatever reason, defense out here trying to stop Aaron Rodgers from getting, not a TD, field goal range. And that's what I call chess, not checkers. And I'm not mad at Juszczyk, but damn it, Jimmy, you should have been told, and maybe we'll find out if he had, don't hike this SOB before 5 or 4 seconds left on the clock, guys, and that would have eventually won you the game because they wouldn't have been able to come up and spike it. I know it's Monday morning quarterback right in your face, but that's how you're supposed to protect your team, Dibs. Your D was raggedy.
Yeah, that to me is on Garoppolo. It's, you know, Shanahan's got until 15 on the play clock to give him the play in his headset. He's got to know that. He's got to know time, down and distance, and situation. It's first down from the 12-yard line, first and 10 from the 12. So, really, you're thinking, we've got 4 plays to score. And if we score on the first play, how can I leave Aaron Rodgers the least amount of time possible? And the only way to do that would be to snap it with about 2 on the play clock. Because let's say he milks that 10 additional seconds off. He throws to Juszczyk, and Juszczyk, he drops it or it's incomplete. Okay, now the clock stops with about 31 seconds left. It's second down, and you've got all 3 timeouts. If you want to run it, maybe you can bring Trey Lance in for a QB run, student body right.
Ooh, didn't even think of that.
And then, timeout. And then maybe you give it to Lance again, student body left. And you don't get in. Timeout. Now it's 4th and goal from the 1, and you've got maybe 8 seconds left, and it all comes down to that. You don't have to worry about Aaron Rodgers. So there's a number of different ways that could go. Jimmy G snapping it with 12 seconds left felt a little bit like the antsiness of a rookie.
You know what?
Wow, that's
Kyle,
a
go ahead.
One.
Go ahead and jump in here, Kyle, because I want to throw up some other possible scenarios that could have happened there. Go ahead.
Do you guys think that the end of game sequence was a little bit of a byproduct of the end of first half sequence, where they had such a hard time getting into the end zone that Garoppolo's out there, and maybe Shanahan's in his ear going, "All right, we're going to do this. Get the play clock all the way down," and Garoppolo's just making sure that he's seeing the right thing and then snapping it and going because he was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I also think there's something to be said for they're at the 12-yard line. That's not the 3. So there's no guarantee you're going to get it in the end zone at all. So I think you got to take a touchdown when it's given to you.
Like, agreed. But I'm sorry, Stein, but in that spot, you are in 4-down territory, right? You need a touchdown, but you've got 3 timeouts. So you should be able to milk it to where the last play of the game is going to be you scoring the touchdown. Now, you score on the first play. That's great. Nobody's saying that you shouldn't have scored there, but had you been a little bit more patient getting that play off, you would have taken precious time off the clock. And scoring there is awesome. You know, Juszczyk, the PAT, you've got the lead. It just could have been with a third of the time on the clock or a third less time on the clock had he shown a little bit more patience.
You know what I'm thinking there, too, and this you could make that case. So they're first and 10 at the 12. You know what? It's like you're one sack or one hold away from being in a real jam there. Now you're back at the 22, and now again, I'm not saying you plan on the worst, but you know, let's just say hypothetically, you throw the ball to Juszczyk and he catches it.
Hypotheticals.
But he gets stopped short, which he maybe could have or should have at the 2 or 3 yard line. Well, at that point, I think you take a timeout, right? You don't let the clock run there.
No,
right?
Not timeout. Right. Yep.
So you probably take a timeout right away with 39 seconds to go. And then, you know, I'm kind of with Kyle on, yeah, you'd like to be the last play of the game, be a touchdown, but
let's say this.
Beggars can't be choosers at that point.
Is it too – and I'm with Kyle. I buy what you're saying, too, Steiner. You got to score. But that still reeks of dysfunction, Dibs. That first half sequence to where they had to get bailed out by a flag. But at the end of the day, if that's how much confidence or lack of confidence you got in your quarterback, what are we really doing? And that's why I believe behind closed doors, Kyle doesn't trust. It's and not in a bad way. There's just he don't trust Jimmy to the point of, you know what, I'm comfortable doing this or that. It's got to be either this. And that's dysfunction at the end of the day.
I see it the other way, which is, okay, we need 1 yard and we've got one play to do it. What's my best 1 yard play? It's number 5 with the ball in his hands trying to make something happen to the left side. And the block from Trent Williams on that play was unbelievable. The poor
That's
DB
incredible.
Of the linebacker, he just demolished
like a horse bucking somebody.
Absolutely.
Oh,
so
my God.
I see it the other way, Goo, like, it's no disrespect to Jimmy. The best 1 yard do or die play is Trey Lance with a QB keeper going left or going right. So I don't think that is on Jimmy at all. The only thing, Steiny, about the end game scenario is you had it first and 10 at the 12 with 3 timeouts. You had the dictation ability to determine how much time was being, you know, taken off because the clock was running as Jimmy G came to the line. So, you know, you could have peeled 8 to 10 more seconds there, and then the kickoff afterward peels another 5 to 7. All of a sudden now Aaron Rodgers gets the ball at his own 30, let's say, with 19 seconds on the clock.
Exactly.
Instead of at his own 25 with 37.
I think we can fairly say, I don't think the argument is Juszczyk shouldn't have gone in.
Right.
The argument is the 10 seconds that were available to use up before the ball was snapped, and then maybe the 3 to 5 seconds on the kickoff that you lost by not keeping the ball in play. And you know what? That would have been enough because they kicked that field goal with, what, 3 seconds left? Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo in East Oakland. What's going
Hootie-hoo.
On?
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's happening?
Yeah, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Okay, look, I don't have 3, but my main problem is Kittle doesn't get enough targets. I'm a Raiders fan, and we threw the ball to Waller like 19 times targeted, so I think Kittle needs to get 19 targets as well.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He got a little more involved this weekend.
And Brandon Ayuk, how about that? He's on the team. He's on the field. I think, Goo, to your point earlier about they have weapons, if you get those 3
they
guys
do.
Going in the pass game, you got to protect. And Jimmy G didn't have a lot of time, and the only deep shot they took was the interception.
Like, Steiny, and again, I know it's not Madden. When was the last time you saw a Niner receiver go a fey route in the end zone and Jimmy just throw it up there and let him get it? That could be Kittle. That could be Ayuk. It could be Debo. But for whatever reason, they don't do that. Why? And it could be Kittle. And he's right. The Raiders and John Gruden, the other defense knows, okay, we got to stop Waller. But it's hard to do that. But yet, Kittle is just getting fed little vittles. I mean, just – go down swinging like you're trying to get them 15 targets, guys.
They threw 40 times, Goo, and Dibs.
How many to 85?
I think 7.
And I thought he was taking that one to the house to win the game. That's how big. You can't bring him down, Dibs. I thought he was taking it to the house, but give me more of that. Why is that not happening?
It's because I don't think.
Is it number 10?
No, I think it's 71 and 50, and I don't know all the numbers of the offensive linemen. But, yeah, you didn't have the ability to give Jimmy G time. And without a run game, you saw, and on the interception, the safeties were all sneaking down closer to the line of scrimmage because you knew there wasn't much of a deep threat. Without a run game, there's no play action. And without play action, you've got linebackers and safeties able to come up and disrupt what you love to do, which is that short and intermediate passing game. So you can't stretch the field because you don't have time, and your short intermediate stuff is getting clogged up, and you aren't able to run the ball. And that's how you fall behind 17-0.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 9 targets, 7 catches for 92 yards. That's plenty. That's plenty.
But if you're throwing it as many times, Steiny, is that, and you know this dude's a monster, use him like Gronk, early Gronkowski.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, and to Dibs' point, they can't because he's blocking half the time, Steiny. That's what I don't like.
So tell me what you want. Kittle, 9 targets. Debo, 10. Ayuk, 6. Juszczyk, 4. Sanu, 6. Trey Sermon, 3.
I'll tell you what I want right now.
38 throws.
Give me Sanu, who's showing a little life. And Juszczyk, those are 7 more targets. Throw to 85. And I know it's more nuanced than that, but I'm telling you, man, 85 is a problem.
You know what?
Stress
maybe
these defenses
you
out.
You know what? Maybe they're out on the tables. Go ahead. Put the rat on the table. You know what? Kittle's a better run blocker than pass catcher, maybe.
No way.
No,
he's catching everything he could help me. He catches everything he comes his way.
But clearly, and maybe it's not that simple, but – they like him in the run game to block.
That's what I don't like.
And I think that he's so incredible with the ball in his hands, but I probably would lean Steiny's way because he's that good in the run game.
But they didn't run. You're right.
Yeah, right. What are you? What are you wasting them for, though, Dibs? If you're using them to block, and it's still 31 yards for Sermon. So maybe change. I think we're going to see a change of philosophy to where the ball. People may not like it, or they might like it. Stoney, the ball's in the air more, but you're wasting 85, Dibs, and you're still not doing anything on the ground.
You're not wasting 85. Stop that. He had 7 catches for almost 100 yards yesterday. And we know that on this particular team, he blocks. His blocking's more important than the other great tight ends. That's all. Joe,
yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think that it's fair to say they're, quote, wasting him. 9 of the 40 targets went his way, and you got him the ball on the ground. And, you know, you had the lead, guys, with 37 seconds left.
Those are
you
facts.
You were 37 seconds away from being 3-0. You know, Kittle, Debo, Juszczyk, and Ayuk, they all had really solid games in the pass game. And Jimmy Garoppolo led you on 2 fourth quarter touchdown drives. To me, it's the defense. D'Amico Ryans, that's going to be a little bit of a horror film when they look at the tape today on just how Davante Adams was able to be free a lot of the time.
Yeah. Joseph's in Oakland. What's up, Joseph?
Not much, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm all right. Look, my problem is they're drafting. That's number one. They screwed up when Kyle and the GM first got here, and then they screw up again this year. Instead of drafting Trey Lance, how about draft Jalen Waddle? Or, hell, Devontae Smith. Give Jimmy another weapon. Because in your Super Bowl run, you had Deebo Samuels and you had Brandon Ayuk, but you also had Emmanuel Sanders as a buffer. And your defense, you traded away Brent Buckner and you get Greenlaw. Where's Greenlaw? He's hurt.
Thanks for the call.
Wow.
Let's go to Joe and Hayward.
Both Joe's those guys on my fantasy team, by the way. Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle, rookie. A lot of rookie wide receivers making an impact. And I think Kyle, our producer, said it perfectly in the pre-show call about, you know, maybe you should have taken a corner because you were banking on Verrett to be healthy, which didn't happen, and you don't have any real corner depth, and now you're in a spot where you're at least one corner down, maybe two down.
Yeah. All right, let's take a little breather right now, but I see the people on hold. We can get back to you on the other side. And here's my question. Is Trey Lance any closer to playing next week or the following week than he was before that Packers game started? It's all sponsored by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's MIMECAST.com. I can't support what I'm saying.
Now, back to a Monster Monday with Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Elevate Your Tailgate is back this season featuring the morning roast, Joe Shasky. In the debut episode, he's joined by Bonte Hill. Check out the latest episode on 957thegame.com and on 957 The Game's social channels. Elevate Your Tailgate is brought to you by Chef's Toys, a kitchen and restaurant supply store trusted by grill masters and tailgate kings. Visit chefstoys.com or a store near you. San Francisco 49ers fall to 2-1. You know what? I got to be honest. We're about halfway through the show. I'm hearing disappointment, but I'm not hearing panic. I'm not hearing panic from the Empire. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Near uptick. You kind of pulled out before you brought it home, but
you're right.
I like the effort anyway. And I don't think you should panic at 2-1, but there are some problem areas and some trouble signs that you have to look at. And Goo will look at that Philadelphia game and say that's one that could have gotten away. Fortunately, it didn't. And I know we got plenty of time to talk Seattle as we get there, but 2-1 in this division, it does feel like it's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
And I'll say this, Donnie. There you go. I'm going to give you a 2. I was watching Laura Britt, Dante Whitner on the post game, and Whitner, he said it. This team needs to start Trey Lance. And it shocked me. I was floored. I wasn't floored, but I was shocked. And I'm just wondering, with the five snaps he's played, I believe it's five, two touchdowns have been scored. Do you two say that's happenstance, or is there something to good things happen when he's out there? Maybe we might see him with a bigger role.
Good things happen when you give him the ball at the one. That's what I think.
But still, right.
I'm just saying. Let's
see,
hear.
No, but I get that.
Now, let's take a listen to what Goo's talking about. Here's Dante Whitner, NBC Sports Bay Area.
There's limitations on this offense. There's been limitations. There's a reason why they went out and picked him number three. And you see all these dink and dunk passes? Jimmy is averaging about 5 yards a pass. Now, put Trey Lance in the game, see what he can do. If he doesn't, go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. But right now, with no running game, without being able to push the ball downfield, it's going to be difficult for these guys. And then that puts a lot of stress on your defense as well. Because in that first half, the defense was on the field. They were getting tired. They gave up a lot of points, 17 points in the first half. So Lance will make them dance.
Dante Whitner, NBC wow. Sports Bay Area. Let me ask you guys this, and my answer would be no, but is Trey Lance any closer to playing more of a substantial role? And you can take that as eight plays a game or all the way up to starter.
I don't think so. It's not my assessment, because I don't know. You don't see a guy enough to really know, but does Kyle Shanahan think that he is ready to take on more of a share of the offense? And I don't think he sees that. He sees this short yardage package with Trey Lance as being the thing. You know, like you said, oh, tough to get a yard, you know. He's explosive from 1 yard and in. Well, I think that's a good starting point. Do you start to get him a little bit more of a look at the offense? I'd like to say yes, but the problems that you have offensively, I don't think that Trey Lance necessarily fixes.
Yeah, let's see if we can put him, you know, move him back to the two next time. Next time they get it to the two, we'll bring him in. Yeah. Hey.
I'll say this to that question. I think we are staring staring down the gun of that barrel. It's just a matter of time. And I said it before the season. I wasn't the only Steiny. It was just a matter of when. I might have got that gun thing wrong, but bear with me. But Whitner just said it. For whatever reason, Jimmy just has a knack to not throw or push the ball downfield. And you talked about the rookie struggling. That it's like a movie. Just because every five people said the movie was bad doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it for myself. So give the guy a chance. You know, the world didn't get set on fire from those rookie starting dibs. This guy can handle it. Now, what will be the outcome, guys? I don't know. But one more or two more games like this, Steiny, and slow starts, because that's what they had last night, a slow start.
Right.
Again, I think we do see Trey.
And
my last thing, because we talked about it, Whitner said it. You can go to Trey Lance for one game dibs and go back. Nobody's going to quit or say middle finger to the coach. You didn't. He's going to run right back out there and give the team his best. So it ain't my way or the highway. He could see if Trey's ready and then go back to Jimmy.
Well, I don't think he can, Goo, because you've been saying all this time about Jimmy's confidence and Jimmy's psyche, and that's when we take him out for just a play. Now you're talking about giving him the eye tablet, as Steiny likes to call it, for an entire game. Oh, Jimmy G, you're no longer the starter, and yet you're not worried about his psyche now? Man.
I'm worried about it, but if the coach is not Steiny, you know what I mean? It's different. I'm over here on the couch. Kyle may say what's best for the team.
Yeah, let's see if Joe and Hayward can bail you out here.
Yeah.
Joe and Hayward, what's up? I thought Goo was going to say, "Well, you're right about that."
I heard a lot of chatter about how Trey Lance needs to start right now. Garoppolo needs to be benched for the rest of the season. Y'all just need to chill out, all right?
Not me.
You know, it's a 17-game marathon, and you're only three games in. So just let Jimmy be the starter, and until they're mathematically out, then you can put Trey in. But until then, Jimmy gives us the best chance to win. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. And by everybody, you mean Guru.
Well, and also the streets.
Dante. Yeah, Dante.
Him and Dante Whitner, and also the streets. And, you know, I am a little surprised. I was last night that you didn't get more Trey Lance, more straight-up Lance packages at a time where you couldn't run the ball. And you know, you even went to Kyle Juszczyk on a direct snap to try to run the ball, which, by the way, it worked. You gave it to Kittle. You gave it to Debo. You did everything but say, all right, Trey, you're going to go in this next series on first down, and we're going to give you all three downs. We're going to let you run it, you know, run a couple of zone reads and then maybe throw it once. I'm surprised that they didn't give him, as things were not rolling on the ground, I'm surprised they didn't give him a chance to run the rock.
Good call.
Two things. Anybody, we get an injury report on Juszczyk coming out of yesterday? I mean, it's the most carries he's probably had in his career. He's got to be, oh boy, he's got to be sore today. Yeah. Here's the second thing.
The only thing. Your take is more injured than Juszczyk is after that game. Your take on Juszczyk is day to day.
Here's my one thing, and this is where I think coaches are different than fans. Coaches are able to kind of separate the win from the loss, and if Fred Warner can tip that ball, which is 6 inches above him, or they just can execute not allowing Rodgers to matriculate down the field in two plays. You know what we're talking about today? We're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo leading the 49ers from back 17-0 to win a game 28-27. And, like, I think that's where Kyle Shanahan is like, yeah, did he have a tough start? Yeah, tough start. But you know what? He just executed our two-minute drill, went 75 yards, and it's not his fault that we gave up that crap on the back end. I mean, if that game doesn't end like it ends, aren't we talking completely different about if they don't come back and kick that field goal, is anybody saying let's get Lance in there to start now? I don't think so.
I don't either. And that's where you saw Shanahan in the post game with Matt LaFleur not linger and hug it out and share thoughts on the game. You could tell he was frustrated. You could tell he was mad. And I'm not trying to speak for Kyle, but if he put the rat on the table, he would, you know, say it was D'Amico Ryans is why he was so mad, because it was right. Bloop, bloop, as Guru said so eloquently earlier, or no, whap, whap, two plays and a field goal. Yeah. If you're Kyle, you're thinking, I got my patchwork offense with no ground game. We got them down the field. We scored twice in the fourth quarter to take the lead at home with 30-plus ticks left, yet we lost.
Right.
That's why he was so short at midfield with LaFleur.
And Stoney, the beautiful thing about a blitz is it makes a quarterback, and I got to tell you, get rid of the ball sooner. So you're telling me on those two plays when he dropped it in over Warner, Dibbs has me thinking, why were you up? Why – everything should be in front of you. What defense was called to where the ball could go over your head in that situation? That's what has me like, you are right. It was an
unbelievable throw. I mean, can we all agree on that? That
but
ball
it was there.
No,
you're right. But if you backed up some, then maybe you intercepted it, you batted down. But why is it going over your head? That's just – I get Monday morning quarterback overreaction Monday.
I tell you what. Rodgers,
D'Amico Ryans did not have a good day.
Rodgers puts the ball just in perfect places where the guys can run
after
the catch.
Last week we were talking about he's done. He don't look invested. Now he's a G again.
He sure looked invested last night after the win, you know, when they all run down to jump around with Mason Crosby. You could tell he wanted that one a little bit more, than maybe a garden variety game. And, you know, 25-yard pass, 17-yard pass, two big chunk plays, and it's ball game over.
Choke artists. Rob in San Bruno.
Oh, here we go.
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas? Look,
talk to us.
I was at the game yesterday, right? And when Trey came in, the crowd was going crazy. Mind you, in my section, we was all caught up with Trey. I mean, Now, if you look at all the good teams out there, it's no great defense in the NFL no more. Name me one team that has a great defense. All the better teams right now, like the Kirk Cousins of the world, the Kyler Murrays, the whole NFC West outside of Jimmy, they're winning games because they're scoring points. Okay? The Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo fumbled in the fourth quarter. that field goal is if he don't fumble, if we punt the ball and he don't fumble, they don't get that 3 points, which means we go to overtime. Even if everything happens, Jimmy Garoppolo just isn't. He's just like practice. He'll make two great throws and make two bad throws. That equals to be average. He's just an average quarterback. He can't run. He can't do anything, man. Let Trey start. From what I've seen from Jimmy yesterday, last two games, the offense, Trey can run that. And one more thing. When they say he's not ready, nobody thought that the guy from the Chargers was ready either until what's-his-name got hurt, and then he came in and he ain't finished.
Tyrod Taylor, yeah. Thanks for the call, Rob. I mean, here's the other thing I was thinking. If Kyle knows that Lance isn't as good as Jimmy Garoppolo right now, well, then you can't put him in. Because, look, they're 2-1. They're not 0-3. Everything's still intact with, are they a playoff team? Could they go deep into the playoffs? The answer to all those questions are still yes, I think. Trey Lance isn't going to play until they think they can't make the playoffs, I'll bet.
Well, and I still am keeping an eye on coming out of the bye week, because if you have another performance where Jimmy G makes a couple of these mistakes and you can't run the ball in a loss to Seattle, and then you go to Arizona and Jimmy G can't throw it to keep up with Kyler Murray and you still can't run it and you lose to Arizona, well, now you go into the break at 2-3 with a bye week to get Lance ready. At that point, I think you shake the dice and you roll him and you say, well, you know, we obviously can't run the ball, so we got to do something to run it. Maybe I put my mobile QB in at that point, but I don't think it happens before.
And you know what, Dibs? You're spot on. And Steiny, I said this before and people scoffed at me. I said the new defense in the NFL is your offense. And you look at what the Raiders did to a damn good Miami defensive unit. You talked about Tom Brady. It didn't seem like he had all that yards, but the Rams got stops when they needed to. And had the Niners got the stop at the end, it would have, you know, they would have won the game. And to Rob's point, I'm wondering just how defense now, with, you know, with the way they let you play or don't let you play, it's about getting the timely stops, but you gotta get points. But that said, the Niners put up 28 points, Donnie, and had the lead, and you know, the defense collapsed. I'll call it that. But Ross, right, you gotta have offense. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. But I take it when you're talking about offense, Goo, you're talking about like a big play potential and or bigger type plays. And I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan would throw away big plays, but I think his philosophy is when you're playing Aaron Rodgers, when you're playing Mahomes, when you're playing Brady, the best chance you have is to put together three drives of 8 to 10 minutes a game and get touchdowns out of them. And you know, it's like, I get it. Like if Trey Lance comes in and they strike more quickly, then, you know, you're letting Mahomes have the ball more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.